We're live at EXT. I've got Alton here with me. Hello, guys.
Hello. Hello. How are you?
You guys have been together since 1987, right? How did the band form?
It kind of evolved rather than form, to be honest with you, because we were friends for far longer than that. What happened was we used to play a lot in sessions in Dublin and around Ireland in general, but I think it was in Dublin that we were asked to make our first album, which wasn't actually anything to do with the band. It was myself and Frankie Kennedy, my late husband, and Kieran Curran were involved in that one. It was called Ceola Dhuí, The Music of the North. And out of that, there was interest happened. We were invited to come to the States. We used to know Dahi from being at home. We came to the States and did a few concerts here, and we got a few record deals here, and we haven't looked back. So it just kind of evolved rather than have a big plan. We didn't have a big plan.
You didn't have a name at first, so when did the name come along?
The name came along when we made our first album for Green Linnet. It was really Frankie Kennedy and I were asked to make a duet album, and we thought it would be a nice platform to start the band from. So we named that first album Altan, and on that album was Kieran Curran and Mark Kelly and myself and Frankie. That was the basis of that album. But what we did from that one onwards was we used to come here to the States a lot, and Dahi was our main guitarist here. It just sort of, it was friends from the word go, and we evolved from that.
Does the name have a meaning?
Yes, it's a lake in Donegal, and it means slope into water.
Over the years, you guys have done a number of collaborations with artists, and the one I found the most fascinating was, of course, Dolly Parton, but you've also played with like Jerry Douglas and Alison Brown and several others. How did the Dolly Parton thing come about?
We were playing in Nashville. What do you call that place?
The Inn?
Station Inn in Nashville. This wonderful small bar, basic venue that all the greats play in. So we were doing a gig there, and it turned out that Dolly was thinking of doing her first live album for 25 years. And she also had the idea, wouldn't it be great to have something that represented the roots of her music back in, you know, Ireland, England, Scotland, or on that side of the Atlantic. So her producer came, Steve Buckingham, to hear us. And they liked us. And so we went to Dollywood sometime later, and we rehearsed with her and her wonderful, amazing musicians, of course, the people who were playing on her, and Alison Krauss was there actually, and all these legendary people. So that's how it came about. And we did another project with her as well later on, Little Sparrow, in the studio in LA, was it? And of course, it's exciting. I mean, she's just, apart from being, she's a lovely person, but she's just an astronomical singer. So like say, as the guitarist, I've got to say that to sit, you know, she would record the guitar and the voice first, and I'm just sitting there playing with Dolly Parton, and she's was so nice, and every note was perfect. And I think the song I remember, we did two takes, you know, for her sake of her and her producer or whatever. And the second time through, I'd been told, keep it really simple because she'll do all the intricate stuff with her voice. But I'm an improviser, so at some little point, I just had to do something slightly different. Immediately, she responded vocally, you know. She's a great, anyhow, that's
a musician,
my
yeah.
Wonderful person, great singer.
Then she asked us as well if we wanted her on one of our albums, which we did take her up on. And I came to Nashville to record with her, and we did The Pretty Young Girl. Again, it's this total musicianship. She's such a professional and such a warm person. So when you meet these great people, what I've always noticed is that they're the most humblest of people and they don't have any egos. And she was very, 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 very nice to us as a band.
We're live at EXT with Alton. Their new album is called The Gap of Dreams. A beautiful new record. The one thing I wanted to ask about is you sing in Gaelic a lot. You don't really hear a lot of people speaking Gaelic.
Well, that's my first language. Gaelic is my first language. My parents spoke it. Their parents spoke it. So it's going back generations. Yes, it's very rare nowadays. It's a dying language, I'm sad to say. I don't think Irish people really take it seriously that their language is dying, but maybe that's part of the problem. It's a very poetic language. It has beautiful poetry, and it wouldn't have ballads as such as you have in the English language where there's a storyline. The songs that I would sing would be like little photographs of a loved one or little idea about a story, but not a full story. The story was told prior to the song, and then you would sing this painting.
Second Impressionist painting.
It is. Yeah. It's actually very modern. And actually, Martin here has composed some beautiful songs in the Gaelic language, which is really lovely to see young people composing into the tradition, you know.
Let's have you guys play a couple songs. All right. Do you want to say anything about the first one here, The Piper in the Cave?
The Piper in the Cave is a selection of tunes, as we call it. The first one is a kind of old march, and the second one is a jig in the southwest wind. These tunes feature the bouzouki, which we have missed for a while. For some reason, we haven't had enough lead bouzouki, and so they're really lovely.
We're live at EXT with Alton.
This is Mairead Nguyeni from the band Altan, and you've left regular radio behind. You're listening to Exit 977 WEXT. It was in the month of January, the fields were white with snow, and over hill and valley, my true love he there I spied a pretty fair maid with a salt tear in her eye. She had a baby in her arms, and bitterly she saying cruel was my father who barred the door on me, and cruel was my mother, this dreadful crime to see, and cruel was my own sweetheart who changed his mind for gold, and cruel was the wind on the top of a
live at EXT with Alton, and their new album is called The Gap of Dreams. That song is The Month of January, not sung in Gaelic, but a beautiful song. I love that. That's beautiful. I wanted to ask you a little bit about the writing of songs. You guys play a lot of traditional tunes, and you also play a lot of your own songs. Is there sort of like a lot of people writing new songs that sound a lot like the older tradition in Ireland?
Yeah, there's a lot of people writing music, and in the band, there's a lot of composers also. But, you know, for every tune, there's some unique and new angle on it. You know, maybe it takes somebody who knows the music very well to hear it. Really what you're doing is you're capturing the spirit of a moment in time and the people surrounding you at that time, and it's sort of, it all gets immortalized into a melody, and that's really what it is. I think, you know, I don't think that any of us really deliberately sit down and say, right, now I'm going to write a song or a tune. It just comes to you in the air because you're feeling a particular way. Often they're quite unique, even though it's in a traditional idiom. You can say things really new through it also at the same time.
Now, she mentioned that you've written songs in Gaelic. Do you find yourself, when you do that, writing the words first? Do they come first? Or?
It all sort of comes together because it's a feeling, and then it's just a case of, for me anyhow, lyrics take a bit of work. My grammar isn't the best for writing things down, but it's all a feeling, and so that happens very, very quickly. It all comes together very, very quickly. But yeah, there's a great quotation. I think it might have been Shostakovich. I need to look it up again, but all we want to do is to say exactly what has been said before, but in a new way. I think that's it. We deal with the universal themes of, you know, love and loss and joy and these things, but it's always
the internet.
but it's this new angle on each one of them.
We're live at EXT with Alton. As I said, their new album is called The Gap of Dreams. I want to touch back just quickly on Gaelic. Is it an easy language to learn? Do you know? I mean,
see, Mairead is a native speaker, so she was raised with it, whereas the rest of us started. Well, I started learning it when I was 11. And then since that, I've taught it, you know, quite a lot on and off. And I know French and I know Latin. So I've got to say, Irish is very difficult. Yes. It's very, very difficult. And the reason it's, to describe how it's difficult, you might say any language is difficult. But there are a lot of things in Irish and Welsh, by the way, also, that aren't in any other European language.
Uh-huh.
You know, we have this system where the beginnings of words are mutated or changed according to the grammar in several different ways, the actual sound. But I think the best example, a concrete example, is if you were starting French, for example, and you were asked simple questions, in statements like, the cat is on the mat. Is the cat on the mat? Yes, no. Very difficult in Irish. But grammatically, it's very, very difficult. I did honours Irish in college. And so you had these big, first day of this big class with 150 people. And the professor gave out sentences which were all like those sentences. These are people who are now doing honours at university. And they were all sentences like that. And only like two or three people in the class would get them all right to go on to honours. Poetry and literature that is in it is just unbelievable. It's really gorgeous
and wonderful. And it's a way of thinking as well. I'm always saying this, but you know, the Irish language is a way of thinking. It's completely different to the way of thinking in English. Yeah. So there are different aspects to it. So like if the language dies, there's a sort of soul dies.
There's a lovely way actually of, you know, they have a lovely way of describing emotion. So in English you would say I am happy or I am sad, and in Irish you would say to ahas orm or to brón orm, which means sadness is upon me and happiness is upon me, which therefore means that the emotion is transitory, which is a far healthier way of thinking about how people feel than the straight up English version. You know, I am happy. That is that. You know, so I think that's one aspect of the language I think is particularly beautiful.
The new album called The Gap of Dreams. I'll have you guys play that song now.
Yes.
Does anybody want to say anything about this song?
It's a wee tune I composed, and I didn't have a name for the tune, so I borrowed that one. The Gap of Dreams. And the second tune is composed by my daughter, Nia.
Thank you.
I'm Dahi Sproul of the band Alton. This is 97.7 EXT. Support the music at exit97.7.org.